Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. A young man was reciting only salat upon the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Someone asked him, "Don't you know any other dua for tawaf? Or is there some special reason behind this?" He replied, "I know other duas, but the thing is that once my father and I set out for Hajj. On the journey, my father fell seriously ill and then passed away. His face turned dark, his eyes rolled back, and his belly bloated. Then I cried Allah and said, 'Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.' When the darkness of the night spread, I felt a bit drowsy and then I fell asleep. In my dream, I saw a beautifully fragrant and a lovely blessed personality wearing white attire. He came near the body of my late father and passed his blessed hand over his face and belly. The face of my late father turned luminously white and radiant in no time, and his belly also came back to the normal state. When that blessed personality turned to move back, I caught hold of his blessed garment and asked my master, 'For the sake of that being who sent you to this jungle as a mercy for my late father, kindly tell me who you are.' He replied, 'Don't you know me? I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah Almighty. Indeed, your father was an extreme sinner, but he used to recite salat upon me in abundance. When this suffering befell him, he called upon me. So I have come to his rescue and addressed his grievance. And I do address the grievance of every such person who sends salat upon me in abundance in the world.'" Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we were discussing about the noble ladies of Islam, the sanctified family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the daughters of the faith. Alongside their blessed mention, we also listen to the basic life lessons from their blessed characters. Today, in this program, we will address the topic on the bravery of a great and lion-hearted lady of the Ahlul Bayt and the peaceful activist of Karbala. Her fearless rule cannot be denied, as she was the daughter of Asadullah, the Lion of Allah Almighty. So today in this program, we will discuss the blessed character of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha. And insha'Allah, we will try our level best to act upon whatever we will get to learn from her noble character. Her name is Sayyidatuna Zainab binti Ali ibn Abi Talib. Her mother's name is Sayyida Khatun Jannat Fatima Tuz-Zahra radiallahu anha. Sayyidatuna Zainab was born on the 5th of Jumadul Ula 5 AH in Madinatul Munawwara. She was given her name several days after birth. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wished that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give her a name. At that time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on a journey. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned from the journey, he visited his beloved daughter Fatima and took Sayyida Zainab in his lap. Meanwhile, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu begged to state, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kindly recommend a name for her. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave her the name Zainab, and then he hugged her and showed affection. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu anha was born to such a great pious family which serves as a tributary of piety. Her unmatched character is a beautiful glimpse of nurturing that evokes the noble family background of her father, Sayyidina Ali, mother, Sayyidatuna Fatima, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, her blessed maternal grandfather, and her noble brothers, Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. Ever since her childhood, she was nurtured and taught to adopt piety and abstinence from the world. By the merits of the piety-oriented parenting atmosphere, she was already ornamented with wisdom, piety, abstention, knowledge of religion, courtesy, sense of worship, spiritual practices, hospitality, truthfulness, and other attributes. Another main element behind her ideal nurturing was the parenting atmosphere at home. A child can of course learn all of that if there is a piety-oriented religious atmosphere at home. It is sad to say in our culture, exposing children to music in early development is common. A good nurturing home environment is essential to child development. Its best source is to associate yourself with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami and watch Madani channel at home. If your children flourish in an Islamic environment from childhood, they will get the best education and nurturing. Furthermore, your home environment will also remain happy and peaceful. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved his maternal granddaughter very much. Sometimes she would sit on the blessed back of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during his salah. He never raised his bled head from prostration until she herself came down. At the time of Hajjatul Wada, she was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and even at the time of his passing, he embraced her. In the blessed character of the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we get to learn this significant feature that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed much affection to children. Sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would embrace them, and sometimes he would carry them on his blessed shoulders. Therefore, we should also show affection to young children and keep them happy and merry so that they remain refreshed and mentally satisfied. Then they can grow well. The blessed face of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha resembled Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say about her, "The face of this maternal granddaughter of mine resembles Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha." She was a lady with a tall stature. Her modesty and chastity gave the glimpse of the image of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Her style of conversation evoked that of her father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Her decency and endurance were like that of Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, while her bravery, patience, and serenity were the glimpse of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. He was her cousin, the son of her paternal uncle. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha was a symbol of modesty because she was nurtured by Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, who is the most modest lady and is the leader of the women of paradise. The people living in the neighborhood of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha would remark, "We neither saw her height nor did we ever hear her voice." She was very obedient to her husband. She never let her husband feel aggrieved. Bear in mind that on one side, Sharia made obedience to husband mandatory and declared his rights. Likewise, on the other hand, it has also stated in detail the rights of the wife that a husband must fulfill. Men and women both should observe and fulfill the respective rights of one another. In this relation, a few ahadith are stated to you. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I saw the majority of women in hell. When he was asked about its reason, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, they are ungrateful to their husbands and ungrateful for the favors done to them. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiallahu anha narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a woman who dies while her husband is pleased with her will indeed enter paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, that woman who performs 5 times salah, keeps fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak, safeguards her private parts, and obeys her husband will be told to enter paradise from any gate she wishes. The blessed ahadith of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam guide us best in all areas and respects. If we begin to act upon them, then our home and our society would certainly become happy and peaceful. We make dua to Allah Almighty. May He enable us to act upon the blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and impart them to others. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha preferred to live modestly rather than tie herself down to the embellishments, splendor, desires, indulgence in luxuries and riches of this mortal world. In spite of being well off, she always preferred the hereafter, for which she would frequently contemplate. She spent most of her life in the worship of Allah Almighty and obedience to Him. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu would say, this sister of mine is consistent in performing tahajjud salah. My valued sister kindly always make dua for me at this time of tahajjud. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha's patience, gratitude, and trust in Allah Almighty are fully realized when after Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom, the righteous women of the Ahlul Bayt, having been taken captive from there, were made to go past the auspicious bodies of the martyrs. Instead of mourning, she prayed while expressing patience and gratitude to Allah Almighty. She said, O Allah, please accept our sacrifice given to protect our religion. In short, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha fully possessed whatever good quality we talk about. Allah Almighty bestowed upon her great qualities relating to both inner and outer self. For Islamic sisters, her life is the best example by following which they can live a successful life. May Allah Almighty enable us to study the lives of religious predecessors and enable us to act upon the lesson taken therefrom. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, passed away on the 15th of Rajab 62 AH in Damascus while traveling to Sham. Her shrine is located in an area near Damascus. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha is taught by Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. How exemplary will be the worship and spirituality of a woman who spends her childhood with such a righteous woman. The qualities for which Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha is most famously known are patience and gratitude. When all men except Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu were martyred in Karbala, she showed much patience. We should also have patience and gratitude to Allah Almighty at all times. When Allah Almighty bestows upon us a blessing, we should thank Him for it. And when we get into trouble, we should have patience and pray to Him, believing that He will make our matters easy. There are many benefits of expressing gratitude. The Holy Quran states in Surah Ibrahim, part number 13, verse 7, if you are grateful, I will henceforth give you more. And if you are ungrateful, my punishment is henceforth severe. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, as long as the earth and the sky exist, the incident of Karbala will continue giving a lesson of patience, sacrifice, and Islamic values to the devotees of the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. No such example can be set in history which matches the insensitiveness shown by the cruel and oppressive opponents. The companions of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhum, Hashmi, young men, Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu anhu, and his children, sons of Sayyidina Ali and the sons of Hassanain Karimain, being riddled with poisonous arrows, swords, and spears of the opponents, continued falling gradually to the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's grandson. The extent of the insensitiveness of Yazid's army was that little Adi Asgar radiallahu anhu continued tossing in extreme thirst, and at last he achieved martyrdom having been hit by an arrow. In short, the enemies showed immense cruelty by attacking the beautiful young men of Sayyida Fatima Tuz-Zahra radiallahu anha in the battleground. How exemplary the courage, patience, and steadfastness of the brave riders, the beloved ones of the Ahlul Bayt, were that even in such a heart-wrenching hardship and grief, and even after suffering hunger and thirst for 3 consecutive days, they continued facing an untruthful enemy, as well as continued showing patience. It was a trial, and this has always been an excellence of Allah Almighty's holy people, that they show patience during trials. In the era of Abdul Malik bin Marwan, when Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, was taken captive again and was tied by heavy chains of iron, and when guards were assigned duty, Imam Zuhri radiallahu anhu began to weep, having seen his condition, and said, "I wish I could be in your place, as I cannot see you enduring such a heavy load of troubles." At this, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu replied, "Do you think that this captivity makes me worried and restless? The reality is that if I want, none of these things will last." Having said this, he freed his feet from the chains and hands from the handcuffs. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly the patience of the captives and martyrs of Karbala is commendable, and it is an example to follow. Therefore, if we get into any trouble unexpectedly, for example, a close relative dies, or a child falls ill, or a theft occurs, or an accident occurs, or the police arrest someone, or a lawsuit is filed, or money or a car is lost or stolen, or winter or summer, or inflation gets worse, or someone is fired from their job. In short, even if there are lots of troubles, a person should remember the troubles and grief of the oppressed ones in Karbala. While showing steadfastness, a person should show patience, because those who show patience during troubles, Allah Almighty will bestow upon them through His mercy countless rewards on the Day of Judgment. An embodiment of good manners, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Almighty says, "When I send a trouble to a bondsman's body or his children or his wealth, and he welcomes it with full patience on the Day of Judgment, I will not set the scales for him or open his record of deeds." If a person loses patience or shows foolishness by saying the words of ingratitude while expressing it to someone without a shari justification, forget getting reward, it will cause a heavy loss instead. And if a person shows patience instead of lamenting, it will bring lots of benefits. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one whose wealth or life suffers trouble and he keeps it a secret and does not express it to the people, it is upon Allah Almighty's generosity to forgive him." Whenever a Muslim experiences any trouble out of fatigue or a disease or sorrow, or even a thorn pierces him, Allah Almighty forgives his sins in return for it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By virtue of the captives and martyrs of Karbala, may Allah Almighty enable us to show patience in troubles. And in such situations, may He enable us to show patience instead of making complaints. And may He include us amongst those who deserve these rewards. Ameen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. In the next episode, we will insha'Allah Azza wa Jal discuss the life of Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu, the son of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. We will discuss his statements, piety, and asceticism. By virtue of discussing these righteous people, may Allah Almighty also make us righteous. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives. And